Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm feeling glad all over, yes, I'm glad all over, baby.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Team podcast with James Buckley. I am James Buckley. For the final time this summer, I'm joined in the studio by the Welshest man alive. It's Lloyd Griffith.
I'm not Welsh, I'm English. I'm not Welsh anymore. I'm English. I've always have been. It's just been a cover whilst Wales have been playing well.
Oh, really?
Couldn't give two shits about Wales, if I'm being brutally honest.
How are you? You all right?
I'm all right, mate, yeah. I went to the pub and watched the Wales game on Wednesday night with a mate of mine, ex-Grimsby Town player, Martin Gritton.
Oh, Gritters.
Oh, Gritters. Yeah. And I got really drunk.
Yeah.
And then started walking out the pub and I'd forgot I left my card behind the bar. And the barman was like, excuse me, sir, you left your pub card. I'm still drunk. Oh, it was.
There's a theme building every time I ask you
what
you've been up to.
Is it drunk?
It's usually just I'm drunk. I've been drunk.
Well, I mean, if I'm honest, mate, I love a beer.
Yeah.
I can't help being an absolute hashtag lad.
But I like a beer as well, but I don't really get drunk.
Why?
Some fucking chap, aren't I?
Chap! I'm a chap! I want to be like the ultimate lad, but after three pints, I'm usually like, oh,
three
God.
Pints?
I've got to have a bit of food now, otherwise I'm going to be... And I'm a big lad. I'm like, you know, 12 stone,
yeah.
16 stone, 17 stone. I don't know how many stones I am. I'm a lot of stones. But I do like a beer, mate. I can't...
I love a beer. What's your favourite beer?
I like... the other night I was drinking Estrella.
Right, okay.
Fair. I think that's a nice, decent beer. Also, Peroni. I'll drink a Peroni. Nastro Zero. Red Stripe from the tap, not from a tin.
Do you have a cider every now and then?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Strongbow brought out cloudy cider. I had this cloudy cider.
Yeah.
It was some sort of special in-house brew when I was in New York, and it looked weird. It looked rank. It looked like sort of too strong orange squash.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it was amazing.
What, and Strongbow started making that?
I think so, yeah.
I've started drinking the Strongbow dark fruits, but it makes me the next day, and I mean, it's awful.
That's everyone else's problem.
Well, not if you live on your own.
Yeah, well, then it's nobody's problem.
Well, but
then you can just sit there and enjoy how strong your farts are.
I'm not a fan of it. I just stick on lager, mate.
All right, fair enough. Joining us later is the deputy editor of The Sun, the man who drunkenly harasses Roman Abramovich. It's Gordon Smart. He's going to be via telephone.
He's up in Scotland, isn't
he? He's up in Scotland.
Again?
I think he's doing something exciting.
Do we know what he's doing?
I think he might be going to tea in the park or something. What's coming up on the show, Lloyd?
Thank you, James. Coming up on the show, James's second favourite feature, Lloyd's One Hit Wonders, which hasn't really taken off, let's be honest.
I've not read a lot of tweets about it.
Oh, they usually just tweet me, they leave you to it. But there's been about 100 a day, really. It's been inundated, but yeah. We'll be checking in on the Euro Dream Team podcast league to see if I'm inevitably sauntering towards the title. There's actually some big news. I've been checking that religiously over the last 24 hours.
Me too, mate.
There will be one last spin of the wheel with Celebrity Roulette, and we'll be finding out who has won an Xbox. A lot of people tweeting.
Good, because that's an Xbox. Should we talk about some football?
Yeah, let's go on, baby. Let's talk about some football.
Let's talk about Wales.
Ah, oh, awful team.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Just let the home nations down.
Do you reckon?
No, they did really well.
Did really
but
well,
I think
they
did miss Aaron Ramsey.
Definitely missed Aaron Ramsey. Didn't look out of place being in the semi-final of
They looked like a great team. Yeah. Like, all joking aside, it could have gone either way. They put Ronaldo at bay for a number of opportunities. He had a few headers. There's just one where he broke through and then, sadly...
Too tall and powerful, isn't he?
Like, how does he hang in the air like that?
He just
jumps.
He's just physically...
And he's like a foot and a half higher than any other man around
specimen.
Him.
Yeah, they're a bit unlucky Wales, to be
Where
honest.
Did you watch it?
I watched it in bed.
Did you?
I watched both the games this week in bed.
Did you?
Yeah.
Have you got a TV at the end of your bed?
Got a TV on the wall.
Oh, that's right.
I think it's 65 inches.
Mate, that is too big.
Listen.
That's bigger than my bed.
I don't mean to brag. It's a huge bedroom. Huge master bedroom.
Is it?
Yeah. And the bed's on the complete other side of the wall.
What? Wall? Room?
Room, yeah, sorry.
your bed's on a wall. Like one of those pull-down ones. Really made the most of the size. You've got a 65-inch TV in your room.
Yeah, and wow. It's so heavy as well. And we've got... Our house is like a new build, so everything's fucking shoddy in it. So there's no actual brick walls or anything. Everything's like sort of studs. And
plaster.
Yeah. And so I was like, I bought this TV. It was really heavy and stuff. And it suddenly became a thing because my wife was going, that's too big. That's stupid. Why have you bought that? And I was like, well, you know, like it's cool to have the biggest TV. That's something I aspire to have. I'm shallow like that. And it became the biggest ordeal. I had to build this whole unit out of wood to go behind the wall to fix onto to the studs of the wall to get it onto the wall. It was one of those ones where I was really trying to save face because throughout the whole of it I was going, fucking hell, this isn't going on the wall. It's going to be one of those things where she can turn around and go, told you.
But having a TV that big, watching it in bed, you have, I mean, quite close to having the same size Ronaldo in your bedroom.
Yeah, almost, wow. Yeah.
Wales are coming back today, I think, and they're having a nice little parade round around Cardiff.
Is it 200,000 people? I think it's over 100,000 or 200,000 people are gonna welcome them home.
That's great.
Must be nice to be proud of your national team.
As opposed to, like, England going back to Luton via the back door.
Also, I don't know where this perception is of, like, people... just think that we assume England should be winning these tournaments and things like that. I don't know where that perception has come. Because I don't know a single person that has ever said, oh, we'll win it this year. I don't know anyone that's said that. But we don't expect to get knocked out by Iceland. That's fair enough. And also, with respect to Wales as well, take Bale aside, like for like, we probably best everyone in each position on paper, right?
Yeah.
So when England beat Wales in the group stages, it was instantly forgettable. Because it was sort of like, yeah, we should be beating Wales. We should then go on to beat Iceland. Yeah. All right, do the things that you're supposed to do. You know, you'll come back with a bit of pride and a bit of dignity. What Wales did was they did things that people thought they weren't able to do, which is even better. That's why they've bested us. That's why I tweeted recently saying they've shown up England, because they did better than what was expected. If England had just done what was expected, we might have been able to, you know, it might have been an easier situation.
England always go into any tournament with a bit more pressure. There's this thing of going, what is England?
I don't know who's putting the pressure.
But that's on them. It's just an innate thing. It's happened for years and years and years. Whereas Germany probably don't go in the same pressure. Germany's going, we'll play as well as we can.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think Ian Wright spoke about it, like the Brazilian national team.
Yeah.
If they don't win anything, there's like riots and stuff, and like they're just as passionate and just they scrutinise the team just as much. This isn't an England thing or an English press thing. I think it does happen. Like, you know, the Spanish press, the Spanish sports press, we get the Spanish sports press reported over here. I think it's the same in every country. I don't think there's any difference.
What I'm saying is that we no matter what happens, we're still shit at international level. We have the best qualifying form. Most teams going into the Euros. You know, look at the Premiership. Around Europe and around the world, you know, like when I was speaking to Lionel Messi and was at Barcelona, people have heard of Jamie Vardy. I mean, they know who Jamie Vardy is. Yeah. People should be scared of England, but when we get to a tournament, we crumble and we can't do it.
Yeah.
And the underdog story has been duplicated by Wales this year. Admittedly, they didn't win it. If they got to the final, that would have been amazing. It's a team full of kind of, not rejects, but players that you wouldn't necessarily, because they haven't got like the profile that someone like Wilshere has or someone that Rooney has. And, you know, Hal Robson-Kanu, as we mentioned in the podcast previously, he played under 19 for England. So he could have played for England, but wasn't good enough. They've got an element of failure within them and they just want to kind of go and prove something wrong. Well,
it builds character, that sort of
thing. Yeah, of course it does.
It gives you a personality.
Yeah.
It gives you experience and it makes you a better person.
Yeah.
Not just a better at your job or whatever,
yeah.
It makes you a more rounded human being. Now, if you look at England and look at the current crop of England stars, Raheem Sterling, someone like that, someone who's been sought after, that's been pampered since his earliest memory, you know, what's it going to be like to have a conversation with him?
Mm.
He's going to have nothing. He's going to have no experience at all apart from just living in a house and having a housekeeper and being mummied.
Yeah.
These people need experience. These people almost need a proper fucking job.
Yeah,
before they go and play football.
And you mentioned it on the last podcast, they're out of touch with reality. They're out of touch with real life.
Yeah.
And I think they're so far removed from reality is a bit of an issue. That coupled with the fact that Roy Hodgson was absolutely dog shit, I think that's the reason why we're having this conversation.
That's still... I keep catching myself. Like, I'll be driving in the car and then I keep... My head will go, do you remember the press conference? I'll have this conversation where I go, oh yeah, that was bad, wasn't it? Then do you remember when he turned up the next day and said he didn't? My brain keeps sort of tapping me on the shoulder going, don't forget that Roy Hodgson did that.
And then my favourite,
I don't really know why I'm here, as far as I'm concerned I quit last night, so do you want to just fuck off then, in a way?
My favourite bit was you,
sorry, Roy,
writing down those notes. He needs an haircut. We've just been knocked out of the Euros. Roy Hodgson needs an haircut. He did. It was too wiry.
Really, I'm still recovering from that. As you can understand, I'm very fragile today.
We're out. Wales are out. And now we've just got to look forward to a France-Portugal final.
Yeah, good news. Germany are out.
Yes.
That's always good.
Yeah.
Absolutely bizarre game.
Very weird one.
So the penalty, I tweeted about it last night. When the ref gave that penalty, I have been saying for years, right, let's have one weekend of no nonsense in the box, and then that will be the end of it.
Yeah.
If every ref just suddenly starts, for that weekend in every single game, starts giving penalties away for, like, nudging in the box, that will be the end of it, and the next week will be completely different. I've said this for years, and it was a bit of a no-nonsense decision for the penalty.
Yeah.
And then I was scared. The decision scared me. I was like, oh no, I don't like it.
But it was also the manner with which it was given, because no one really knew what was going on.
I know,
and then the commentators were going, I think that's a penalty. I think he's given a penalty to France.
I thought I was having a stroke. I wasn't quite sure what was happening.
20, 30 seconds, just people like looking at each other. I'd ordered a Domino's last night because I had a really...
I had a Domino's last
shut
night.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I had a really bad audition yesterday.
Right.
And I felt a bit down about my life. And I could have gone to a friend's party last night, quite a nice high profile party. And I decided to stay in. I came home, I washed my motorbike, my little moped. I washed that, I got some new shampoo, it smells of coconut and melon. Washed that in my front garden, and then I went downstairs, put on a different T-shirt, France-Germany game, and ordered a Domino's.
Wish, mate.
I had a large margarita.
Boring.
Well, I'm vegetarian, aren't I?
And what?
Do you not know that?
No.
Oh yeah, I'm veggie. I am, yeah.
You're a liar.
I'm not. I'm being serious.
You're a liar.
I'm honestly a vegetarian.
Since when?
2 years. 18 months.
Why?
I got a...
Oh, you're going to tell me something now. It's going to make me feel bad.
I got a girlfriend.
Oh, right.
I started seeing a girl and I did it as a bet for a month, and then it kind of just escalated from there. So, I honestly, like, you're judging me. You're judging me like I'm just saying, I shit in people's mouths. I don't do that anymore. I'm a vegetarian. I'm a 17-stone Grimsby Town supporting veggie.
I know, yeah, that's what's confusing me.
It's a weird...
No disrespect, Lloyd.
I'm a choir boy. I'm a choir boy who's wearing a Weekend Offender jumper, who's a vegetarian, and I love getting pissed.
You're a big lad. It's the beer, then, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's the beer. Yeah, obviously it's the beer.
Yeah, obviously.
It's not what I eat, it's the quantities in which I eat and drink. I'll have 9 pints and a cheese and tomato pizza on the way home. What I was really annoyed about, though, I had put a bet on, £5 bet on Griezmann to be top goal scorer in the Euros. And when he'd scored one goal, I decided to cash out for 75 pence. He keeps scoring, and it's really upsetting me. I've just got to hope that Ronaldo scores 4 goals in the final on Sunday.
He won't.
Martin Keown described Griezmann, Antoine Griezmann. He said he described him as the glue that makes everything tick. When,
good, yeah.
In fact, I think he means the glue that makes everything stick.
Yeah.
This...
Make him England manager.
This Euros, the commentators, I mean, ridiculous.
I don't mind it. I like
it. But, like, coming out with silly things, and it's almost like we've just let the standard slip slightly.
No, it's because they're... You know what he means. And he's, like, he's a football guy. No, I doubt there are many people that know more about the way football works than Martin Keown.
Yeah.
You know, when he was starting out in life, he wasn't hoping to be a presenter of a football programme.
No.
He was trying to be a footballer.
So I'm looking at the notes that Gunter's put here. He says, doesn't Didier Deschamps have terrible teeth? I thought that last night, But I did. I just thought maybe my screen, because I haven't got a 65-inch screen. I had a little pocket TV. Yeah. I was watching it around my house with Domino's.
The thing is, though, when you have the size penis that I have, you buy Mustangs, you buy a great big televisions.
I've got a scooter and I eat vegetarian pizzas.
There you go. So you're more secure.
So who do you want to win on Sunday? France.
I really don't care. Hate both those nations.
I quite like France.
Oh, fuck off.
All right. Do you not ever go to France on holiday?
I've been to France, yeah. They were horrible to me.
Why?
And just, they thought I was a nuisance the whole time because I didn't speak French. And also just loads of dog shit in the street. You go to Paris, there's so much dog shit in the street.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's your
saying. I'm only joking, I love France.
Who's going to be refereeing the final?
I know, he's done it again, hasn't he?
Oh, playboy.
I know.
Clattenburg. With his personalised number plate.
I hope everyone loses that game. I don't like Portugal because they made me throw up. I don't like France because they were rude to me. And I don't like Clattenburg because he cost Palace an FA Cup.
If you go on Celebrity Refs, it's at Celebrity Refs, the Twitter account, and some of the vines and some of the little videos that they do with refs, Clattenburg tries to take no nonsense from anyone and then gets like really chummy with the lads and like gives them a little pat on the bum and like winks at them. It's so funny. I think Clattenburg is a mistake of a man. He's just too playboy, isn't he?
He's had air plugs, which a referee shouldn't have.
No.
They should go bald with dignity. Yeah. In fact, a bald referee, let's not forget, arguably the greatest referee in history was bald.
The bald one.
Kalina.
Oh, no, I was thinking about the English one. Howard Webb.
Howard Webb's good. He was a good ref.
Yeah.
He did the World Cup final, didn't he? And he was brilliant.
Yeah.
He was so good when he did that World Cup final because Holland were begging to be sent off. They were doing everything they could to get someone sent off, and he really tried his hardest to keep the game competitive, to keep it, you know, a spectacle for everyone. In the end, he did eventually send someone off at some point. That was a great reffing. We should do a spin-off podcast on refs.
Yep, I'm up for that. What would it be about?
Top 10 sexiest refs.
It's Dreams in Europe time. It's Dreams in Europe time.
Well, we need to stop this ref talk.
Who have we got on the phone?
Gordon Smart is joining
us. Good afternoon, you beautiful men.
Hello, mate. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. I've got a beer, and it's, 5 o'clock in the afternoon?
Nice.
Sorry about being late. I've been stuck on planes all week. Been having a nightmare.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
I washed my moped yesterday, mate.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So, similar life, really. A lot of planes and a lot of mopeds. Quite, Hey, did you know I was vegetarian, Gordon?
I didn't know.
Well, I am. Just need you to know that, because James didn't know, so I just want to be...
I was shocked.
Eight episodes in, I thought it'd be quite good to just be out, open about it.
Any reason, any particular reason you're a vegetarian?
Yeah, girlfriend, then I got scared and kept on doing it.
Whoa, a girlfriend made you stop eating meat, and you stayed with her as a girlfriend?
It was a bet for a month, and then I actually quite like vegetarianism more than...
How'd you live without bacon?
No.
I couldn't live without bacon and sausages.
I don't really eat bacon that much. Well, obviously I don't now, but like back in the day I didn't really.
About steak?
Lamb.
Steak.
Lamb I miss, and chicken.
Lamb?
Yeah.
Lamb's the worst of all the meats.
No, absolutely not. You guys have got no idea what
chicken's good. Chicken's very versatile. You can do a lot with a chicken.
I love a bit of chicken on a pizza.
Steak is brilliant. Beef is brilliant. You can have that in a burger and a steak. Yeah. It's all good. Pork, amazing. Ribs, sausages, bacon.
Great.
Lamb?
Lamb tagine?
Oh,
the thing about lamb is it does have a taste like it's just come out of the field. Do you know what I mean by that?
That's what earthy.
Earthy.
Where are you now, Gordon?
I'm standing in the front room of my house after...
Standing.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm walking around, yeah, standing in the front room of my house with a beer. I much prefer standing when I'm doing this kind of thing.
I thought you were just trying to recreate the conditions of a pub.
Well,
even when you're at home, you stand and have a beer.
I'm in the process of building a pub in the house.
That's
actually
what you need to do. That's what
you're building a pub in your house.
That is all I need. In my house. And then I will never have to leave.
Well, you're both welcome to come and see when it's finished. We'll have a ceremony, an opening ceremony. I've got a 10-inch tap coming.
I can sing the Scottish National Anthem if you want.
Oh, please do. I love your voice, Lloyd. That was one of the highlights the last time you did this, was listening to your voice.
Yeah, well, we can sort out a fee and
we'll do that, mate. I'll pay you. I'll pay you in quinoa, whatever it is you eat, you freak.
Well, it's just cheese, actually. Just pay me in blocks of cheese. That'd be amazing. That's why I'm 17 stone. Just a quick question before we crack on with football. How big is the biggest TV you've got in your house?
65 inches.
Shut up. Are you being serious?
Picture. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Mm. Who am I doing a podcast with?
Well, obviously...
Two rich guys. Two rich divas.
Corn's got more money than me. He's got a proper job. He works every day.
He wears a tie.
All right, as we've got Gordon on the phone, we should do some Euro Dream Team. It's everyone's favourite fantasy football game, Euro Dream Team. It's nearing its conclusion. There's $100,000 worth of potential prize money up for grabs. We've all entered our teams. Gordon, remind us of your team name, please.
Sven Gordon Eriksson.
Lloyd.
Fat matter, but I wish it was matter of fat.
And of course, my team, Buckley's Ball Boys. So it was a good week for anybody that has Griezmann in their team, which at this stage is everybody. I'm just getting word that I am just inside the top 40. I'm 40th.
Oh, God. That's degrading, isn't it?
Where's Gordon?
I've given up. I've actually officially given up. And, I'm having a strop as well. I've just had enough. I've given up. I'm so annoyed at myself for just paying attention to my own thoughts.
You're full from bottom.
Oh, God. So, that's horrific.
That's quite bad, Lloyd.
Me? Well...
Yeah, matter. They're still up there in the title race. Where are you?
I am fifth. Did some very tactical changes. What are you laughing at?
Just how, like...
Cool I am at football.
No, how much of a...
Go on, say it.
...swat you are. I made some tactical changes.
Sorry, mate, but I want this £100,000. I need to buy a 65-inch TV. It's the only way I'm going to do it. I am fifth, and I am very happy about that, and I don't care if you think I'm a fat little veggie idiot. I am proud of being a fat little veggie idiot. I am on 335 points. The leader is on 354 points, which is that... guy that we're going to talk about in a minute. Annoyingly, everyone above me has got Griezmann in their team, so it's a bit annoying. But can I just say, Gary Precious, I said I was coming for him.
Yeah.
And I've come for him. And I've bitten his little head off, and he's 13th.
Jack Johnson maintains the lead.
Gordon's third from bottom. Sorry, Gunther, I'm just looking at the table. Bottom is a guy called Joe Hanley, called Game of Thrones. He's got 307 points, but for some reason, he's down at the bottom on zero. Maybe he failed a drugs test. I'm not entirely sure. Then there's Angus Black, who's on 129. Then there's Lauren Scott, who's on 142. Then Gordon Smart, you are third bottom with 161.
We've got that. Oh, well. I haven't really looked at it for a couple of weeks. So.
Yeah, I mean, the whole of your back four got knocked out 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
What was that, the beginning of the tournament?
Straight off the back.
Like Sherlock.
It's time now to announce the winner of our Xbox giveaway. On Monday, we gave our loyal listeners the chance to win an actual Xbox. All you had to do was tweet at DreamTeamFC using the hashtag CatFlapHands. Our winner... selected at random is Thomas Guff.
Thomas Guff.
Tommy Guffy.
How do you spell that name?
Thomasgouch.
Oh, Guff.
Guff, sorry.
I thought you meant Guff as in, oh, I've just done a Guff.
Guff, yeah. No, Guff makes more sense, yeah, obviously.
Thomas Guff. That's a nice name. Good on him.
Congratulations on winning the Xbox, Thomas Guff, and on the name.
You bastard. I've got nothing, mate. Do you know I'm friends with Lionel Messi?
I know, yeah. How's he getting on? Is he all right?
He's had a tough couple of weeks.
Yes, isn't he?
He's been given a 21-month suspended prison sentence for tax fraud.
Pay your taxes.
But apparently he won't be spending any time in prison.
No, of course he won't, because he's at the level where, if that was me and I hadn't paid millions of euros in tax, I'm sure I would be rotting behind bars right now. But if you're Lionel Messi, it's absolutely fine.
I'd love to be in a situation where I'm able to put millions away.
That's the thing as well. Do you know what? I'd love to... How rich do you have to be before you can hire such great lawyers that you can get away with any... Well, ask O.J. Simpson, I guess. Where you can get away with anything. So, like, instead of spending the money in tax, just for a laugh, say if you're making hundreds of millions a year, right? Or billions a year. Super, super rich. The ultimate rich you can be. There's a sentence for you. Is it just more of a laugh to not pay your tax, but spend the money you were going to pay on your tax on a legal team just to see...
I
mean, it's immoral.
Completely. But I will always pay my tax because I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Yeah.
And, you know, I benefited from the welfare state when I grew up, so I want to put that, you know, I want to put that back in. Yeah. And if any girls are listening, get in touch. But, like, there are lawyers. Like, Jimmy Carr was on his phone whilst driving, and he got taken to the police station. But he had, I think it was called Mr. Loophole, who's, like, the top lawyer.
Yeah.
And he got away with it by basically saying, oh, also his phone also acts as a dictaphone, and he was recording jokes that he thought of whilst he was driving and got away with it. So there are lawyers that you can spend a lot of money with.
It's not like Jimmy Carr to try and worm his way out or something.
I don't know what we went about. I'd love to support him one day.
No, he's great. He likes jokes like that. Last time I saw him was in Montreal, and he said to me, oh, I like your blazer, where's that from? And I went, oh, it's Ben Sherman. He went, yeah, I might start shopping there when I run out of money. As we've got the King of Showbiz, Gordon Smart, on the line, it's time to play Celebrity Roulette, we spin our wheel... And whatever celebrity it lands on, we ask Gordon for an anecdote.
Shall I get on the wheel?
Yep, go on. It's a really big wheel. It's got every single celebrity that's ever existed.
Ready?
It's huge. Go on.
Oh, God, it's a big wheel, that.
Right.
It's still spinning. Oh, God, when is it going to stop? Now.
And, well, it's... Robbie Williams.
Ah, Robbie Williams. Yeah, I've got a great story about Robbie Williams.
Okay.
Back in 2006, I got offered a job at another newspaper, and the editor of The Sun at the time said, don't go, stay here and we'll make you the editor of the Bizarre column. And also, I'm going to send you on holiday for a couple of weeks with your wife to make sure that you definitely stay. So I went off on holiday to LA, got there, went out for dinner at Chateau Marmont, which you might know, James.
Lloyd,
don't know if you know it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I obviously know it, yeah.
So we went there for dinner, and sitting having dinner with a couple of mates, and as I was walking through the restaurant, Robbie Williams walked past, and he was like, do I know you? I said, yeah, I interviewed you the other day at the MTV Awards in Lisbon. I'm Gordon. And he went, oh, right, okay, what are you doing here? I said, oh, I've just come over for a couple of weeks holiday. I've got my football boots with me, by the way. I know you've got a team, any chance of a game? And he went, yeah. I said, we're playing on Tuesday. So Robbie said, right, brilliant, we'll swap numbers after dinner, I'll come and meet up. And I went back to my table, he went back to his table. Then Ant and Dec walked past and said, what are you doing here? I said, I'm on holiday. And so they were here with Robbie. So anyway, they'd gone back to Robbie's table. And then about 5 minutes later, Robbie comes running across the restaurant on a Saturday night at 9 o'clock and said, you And I said, hang on a minute, Robbie. And he said, yeah, you never told me you worked for the fucking Sun. And I was like, well, you asked me how you knew me. And I told you, I interviewed you. I thought you knew I worked for the Sun. So anyway, we end up standing in the corridor, nose to nose, having a row. And Robbie said, do you know the story about the frog and the scorpion? And I said, no, I don't. So he tells the story. You know the one about the frog and the scorpion inside of a river?
Yeah.
Scorpion
them.
Jumps his back, blah, blah. I get to the other side. Scorpion stings the frog. As the frog's dying, he says, what do you do that for? The scorpion says, I'm a scorpion. It's what I do. Yeah. And I was like, what's your point, Robbie? He said, you're here spying on me, aren't you? And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm here for dinner with friends. What are you talking about? He said, I've sold 65 million records. Don't tell me you're not here to spy on me. So we ended up having a little bit of a set to in this restaurant.
Shit.
And I go back to my table. Robbie goes back to his table. Manager comes over 10 minutes later and says, Mr. Smart, I'm afraid as a resident of the hotel, Mr. Williams has the power to make other people leave, and I'm afraid you're going to have to go. So up I got, left the office. Ant and Dec phoned when I got back and said, oh, I'm really sorry about that. Robbie's having a bit of a bad time at the moment. Anyway, I went back to the hotel and wrote a letter and said, I'm going to be the next editor of the Bizarre Column. You know, I'm man enough to give your next album a reasonable review if you're honest enough to apologise for that the other night, the Scorpion, and left my number. Didn't hear anything for about 18 months. Then I got a phone call out of the blue from Robbie, and he said, listen, Gordon, I've got to apologise for my behaviour that night. I was in a bit of a bad place, but I've got a new album out. If you'd like to hear it, then I'd like to give you it first. So he gave me the album. I gave it a reasonable review, and he phoned me up and said, right, come around to the house and you can do a proper interview. So I went around to the house, and we got 3 days' worth of interview out of him, which was all about how badly he was messed up. He'd been in rehab, and he was on these like mad, mad drugs that were messing with his head. And everything was fine. I never wrote the story about the fight, and always got on with him fine since.
Apart from now, where you just told the story about the fight.
Ah, well, yeah. He doesn't mind.
Another exclusive.
See, Robbie Williams is another one on my list of people who I'm not, like, mad on their music. I think Escapology was quite a good album, actually.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, some good tunes there, didn't he?
But I think he's quite funny. I think he's got, like, really good sense of humour. He seems like he's quite funny and would be quite a bit of a laugh.
He is. I think he's just been a bit pickled by fame, you know? He's been famous since he was 17 years old. Yeah. You know, Noel, I know you like the Noel story, but Noel's got a theory that you are frozen at the moment you become famous. So Michael Jackson was 5. Right. Noel's 26. I think Robbie's 17, isn't he? James, you're 18?
I think so, yeah. But I was probably mentally of the age of 5 then as well, so...
me, 44, hopefully. It all keeps going well. Lloyd's One Hit Wonders, the feature that everyone is talking about. It's that feature where we talk about basically players who come to the fore during the Euros and then basically then just become
dogs. The Forge?
The Fore. Come to the Fore.
Oh, I thought we said Forge.
No, they might come to the Forge.
Sure.
Never been to a Forge, I think. And then basically turn out to be dog shit.
I'm just reading your One Hit Wonders, like the stuff that's written. Honestly, how much of this...
have I done? I might spend a lot of time
this
researching.
This is a huge percentage of the podcast.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time. I'm just grateful for the opportunity.
Thank God. No, good. God bless you. I'm glad one of us is doing some work.
Here is my Euro blast from the past. A man close to my heart is Italian goalkeeper Francesco Toldo. It's difficult to remember a time when Buffon, the sexy, sexy Buffon, wasn't in goal for Italy. But at Euro 2000, Gigi was out with a broken finger, so Toldo took his place. He was a passionate player. He once choked teammate Luigi Di Biagio during a disagreement on the pitch. He was goalkeeper of the tournament at Euro 2000, the highlight being the semi-final against host Holland, where he saved 2 penalties during the game, plus 1 in the shootout. Italy lost the final, and Euro 2000 was Toldo's swan song, because then we entered the era of Buffon. And do you know where Toldo is now?
Dead? Yeah.
Nah, I've got no idea.
The thing with Buffon missing out because of his broken finger, the amount of tournaments that he has played in is staggering.
Oh, it's unbelievable. But,
and also, he missed one through injury.
So, my man that I want to talk about this week, our final one-hit wonder. We all know him. He's never really a hit at Man United, but he's been a hit at this Euros. It's Nani.
Mm.
Now, not his real name. He's got 3 names. One of them isn't Nani. Always been considered a poor man's Ronaldo.
Yes.
Is a big reason why Portugal are in the final. Scored the other day. He's got 3 goals and 1 assist. But he won't return into the Premier League this summer because he's just signed for Valencia.
That's right, yeah.
So Nani is your boy took out for, I think. Him.
How old is he now?
40.
I'm sure he's still pretty young. I'm sure he's about 25 or 26, something like that.
I think he's 28, I think.
Is he really 28?
Nani did at one point say he was the best player in the world. 29.
Oh, is he 29? Oh my god, time flies. I remember when he was like signed and making his debuts for Man United.
So there you
was
go.
He from Porto as well?
He was,
Or was he Sporting? Sporting, yeah.
I've just gone, he was,
Thank God, obviously.
Desperate for a beer, mate.
Look, it's your section. And
yeah, I know, but it died out. It died out there.
I think he looks too much like sort of early 80s Michael Jackson or young Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah.
I think he looks like a mixture between young Michael Jackson and Sammy Davis Jr., which I like. I like his curly hair.
I think you should keep this feature for going forward.
I think we should.
Because, I mean, it's hot pot, isn't it?
I tried my best.
So have I.
But, yeah, there you go.
All right, I was one of your wonders. Let's quickly just sort of have a little roundup. What was our favourite memories of this tournament?
I think the Zaza run up.
Yeah, that was good.
The Icelandic thunderclap.
For me, I will always look back at this tournament and go, "Can you remember Euro 2016?" I'm like, "Oh, is that when our tallest, best goal scorer was taking corners and set pieces, Harry Kane, and was absolutely dog shit?" So that'll be one of my memories.
It's bizarre. My memories are probably. Obviously, because the way my brain works, me rightfully saying that Wales are going to do well in the tournament, and then also Gordon Smart saying to watch out for Iceland and that they're a dark horse.
Gordon Smart, yeah. A gloating Scot, was so happy when the team that he tipped, Iceland, beat England.
Yeah.
And we all cried. Yogi Low, touching his body.
Touching his, yeah. And
smelling his fingies. Yeah.
And a little sniff afterwards, yeah.
And me cashing out on Griezmann as top scorer for 75p. That could have gone towards a 65-inch TV.
Well,
one day.
More bets like that. I don't know the maths, but literally thousands of more, hundreds of thousands of more bets like that.
Well, I'd lose me, wouldn't I?
Oh, would you?
Yeah, could have put a fiver on it.
Oh, right. So you try to save 75 pence?
I try to save, yeah, 75p.
If you've put a fiver on something...
Yeah.
And... You've lost that much of the money already. Just leave it, surely.
Hindsight's a great thing, yeah. Isn't it? Do you know what I mean? But I did it, and I was, had a few beers, obviously.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, guys. Thank you so much, Gordon, for doing this with us. It's been loads of fun.
Okay. Cheers. Thanks very much.
It's a goodbye, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Gordon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
No, you put the phone down.
I'm a feeling glad all over, yes I'm glad all over.
It was my son's sports day today. It's the first time.
Oh, cool.
It's his second sports day that he's had. It was the first time that I managed to go to. And nobody found out who the winner was.
Of what?
It just didn't say what the winner was at the end of the...
What?
They did the races and everything, and everyone was like, oh yeah, they're well done. But they're all in teams. They're all in teams, like red, blue, yellow, and green.
Yeah.
But there was no ceremony to say, and yellow is the overall winner. There was nothing. Honestly, kids are not being brought up to care about winning.
My cousin has just been texting me just off the back, and he has had his sports day, and he said his friend won a trophy, and he's got my name on it from 2001.
Wow.
Wow.
Probably like sexiest kid or something. Yeah. I mean, that's a weird. I didn't mean that. What I meant is like maybe like most sporty kid.
Probably. There was no cups or anything. There was nothing.
Yeah, I've got silverware with my name on it.
And my kid did really well. There was 10 events. I'd never seen this before. You do these 10 events in any order that you want to do, and there's a points system, and you tally up all the points. Out of the 10 events, he only dropped 3 points. Good and point. One of them I contested. There was a mums and dads race at the end.
Yeah.
And I sort of forgot where I was for a second because the teacher went, come on, are you going to join in? And I went, fuck off.
Did you actually? You said fuck off?
Yeah.
Were you in character?
No. It's just the patois of the working class.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.